The Temple and the Shrine by K. Subramanyam. The ceremonial consecration of the shrine over Bhagwan's Samadhi brings to full expression the truth of which one aspect is expressed by the Matribhuvneshwara Temple. The temple is tradition rich. It has its inner shrines and niches and code of elaborate observances and rituals that have the sanction of ages. Bhagwan founded it, personally attending to many details such as the installation of the Sri Chakra. His spirit amply broods over it. But in a sense, the Samadhi is exclusively his, proclaiming not a tradition, but the life whose body are all great traditions, whose shadows are man's mind with its inventions and creations, even the most ambitions and most aspiring. It is not perhaps a profitless piece of ingenuity to compare the temple and the Samadhi on the one hand and the Upadesha Saram and the 40 verses on the other. Man's mind left without exhortation and warning aspires to scale to spirit by piling up goodness and working out its own purity, trying to leap beyond its own shadow. Goodness is such because through it spirit draws us towards itself. None is good save one, that is God, says Jesus. The ultimate purity is indifferently called Vishuddhi and Nirvana by Buddhism, because man's notions of purity do not touch the ultimate, much less do they constitute it. It is beyond attributes. The 40 verses begin, even in the first invocatory verse, with the affirmation that one can only be, never know being. Sri Ramakrishna quotes a sage as saying to a candidate for discipleship, "Give away your mind and I shall fill you with knowledge." The 40 verses elaborate this truth. May one not take the Samadhi to symbolize it? The Upadesha Saram does not relax the austerity of the 40 verses. The 25th verse declares, "Let one shed the conditioning influences, upadhis, that obscure one's being and that is God experience." But from this pinnacle of truth, it evaluates all the known disciplines of the Hindu faith and grades them accordingly. Karma, puja, japa, dhyana, bhakti, with the various modes of each of them, the corridors of the temple of tradition are thus lit up by spirit. The temple and the samadhi, one may pass from each to the other. Bhagavan both fulfills and transcends.